חף גימל ניסן, we're holding in סימן עין וו, הלכה חף גימל, we're going to סימן עין זין, הלכה חסמה. So we're finishing up the simon with the laws of when a person makes a mistake in tefillah. So the kitzur teaches us in the last halacha in the simon, if a person makes a mistake on tefillas yom tov, and he was supposed to say mekadosh yisov hazman, like we just said many times this past 7 days, past 8 days in America. So the halacha is, and he said instead mekadosh haShabbos. So if he fixes, that means the person who made a mistake says toch kedei dibul, which is about within 2 seconds. They quickly catch themselves and they say Mekadosh Yisrael Vazman and the Yoyte. But if not, they have to go back to the beginning, meaning to Ata Bechaltanu, and start from there again. The next halacha is Siman Ayin Zayin. We're starting the laws of Kiddush and Shabbos Kiddush. There's a mitzvah asay. That means a positive command to make Kiddush, to say, to recite Kiddush every single Shabbos. And that's based on the pasuk of Zochos Yom Shabbos HaKadosh. I always test people, I say, what does Kiddush mean? Right? Kiddush doesn't mean to have children. A Kiddush means to designate a day to remember that Hashem created the world in 6 days, rested on the seventh. It's a day that was designated to, and in fact, it was separated and designated to, and the way we do so is by based on the pasuk of Zochos Yom Shabbos HaKadosh. It means, like the Kitzur explains, Zochreyu Zchira Shabbos B'Kiddush. That means to say that we're designating this day with words. We're remembering Shabbos Kiddush with words, and we have to remember it both when it starts and when it finishes, when we're leaving, and that's Lu Havdalah. So Chachamim instituted that this Zechira, this mentioning, this designation with words is done on a cup of wine, both in the beginning and at the end. There's a machlekes if it's zaraisa also at the end, i.e. Havdalah, well, that's only derabbanan. But this is the positive commandment that we do every single Friday night. Powerful. I tell people, it's a mitzvah to say, I tell my family, it's a positive commandment, so therefore it requires kavana. And that's why it's important to explain what we're doing right before we say Kiddush. And there's another thing the Mishnah Berurah points out, that's brought down in the halacha, to have to tell the people that you're having them in mind and that you should be yetzer with your kiddush. Now the kiddush says you could be mekadosh and eat even though it's not night yet. That means to say Shabbos technically starts only at nightfall. Nevertheless, we have the ability to accept Shabbos early, and that means from Plag HaMincha and all and on, you could already mekadosh, you could do kiddush, and you could eat, and that's what many do. And the kiddush points out those that have accustomed to daven Marv every single day during the week at the appropriate time, which is lechatchila better because then you're saying Kriyat Shema at the right time. But then nevertheless, there are many, many people that daven with what's called Plaga Mincha. They just have to make sure that they're saying Shema again at night. And also right now that we're in holding in Sfira, to make sure to count again, with a bracha. But the point is, on Shabbos, even these people on Shabbos, they could do early. But once it's within a half an hour of Tzeis HaKichavim, that means of nightfall, they shouldn't start. So if it's within a half an hour at night, they have to wait till nighttime. And many people do so. There is room to be leaning to this, especially if you have someone that's going to remind you. But the Chatchila, once you're within it with half an hour of nightfall, which many times happens if you're davening Friday night early, so a person should wait till nightfall, read the three parashas of Kriyat Shema, and then say Kiddush. The halacha is you're not allowed to taste anything, even drink water before Kiddush. Now, there's exceptions when a person's not feeling well, etc. A person just needs to wash their mouth. But once a person accepts Shabbos, happens quite often, suddenly you're really thirsty. The halacha is really not supposed to drink unless a person's mom is not feeling well. Okay, there's a mitzvah to be mekadosh and what's called yayin yashan. That means to say an aged wine and a chashava wine. The more chashava the wine, there's a preference. Wine's considered basically the idea of older versus what's the Gemara says. A person technically could squeeze a cluster of grapes and make kiddush on that. That's regular grape juice. And when someone did this for me, he squeezed, basically, he knew how to do this process of squeezing the grapes, and he made for me grape juice. But lechatchila, it's a mitzvah to be mekadosh on, something that actually is more aged, and not just fresh grape juice. And it's a mitzvah also to choose nice wine. If it's possible, a person should be mehardel after wine that is red, and in a place where yain is meaning, this is what's interesting is that I used to have this wine. It was called Yarden, and I had all the good hidulim. It was red, it wasn't sweetened, and it was non-mevushel. But as we'll see, that's not so possible today. First, not always easy to get. But also, there are prices that hold that if the other wine, even if it's sweetened or mevushel, is better, you could use that even when it comes to white wine. Unless I saw it in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the white wine is better. This person could still make kiddush, even though it's a machlokes rishonim, white wine. What's the considerations based on? It's based on the idea of what did they use when the Beis HaMikdash was around. Now, it gets already pointed out, if you can't find kosher wine, you can use what's called raisin wine. It's not so common for people to use today. When it comes to kiddush at night, we know that it starts with vayechulu. It's the psukim from the beginning of Bereishis. And this vayechulu is said standing. Now it's interesting. In shul we already say vayechulu. I saw once that minhag is to say to try say vayechulu 3 times because you're saying it in davening after davening and also when you get home. I saw Shlomo Zalman Auerbach so beautifully when he would get home. His minhag was to say with his wife. That means before kiddush itself. In any rate, so you start vayechulu. Here's the process. You start vayechulu. Standing, you look at the candles, and because it doesn't explain exactly, but the person says also in Shulchan Aruch that the idea is that you look at the candles in the beginning of your kiddush, and then you continue with vayichul. You finish vayichul, you sit down, you look at the cup, your eyes are now gazed on the cup, and you make a bracha, Baruch Pri HaGefen, and Asher Kiddushan, which is the main part of kiddush. Now, the Poskim say that based on the Arizal, and that's what many people have the custom, is that they say Vayechulu and the Bracha of Kiddush, meaning Baruch Pri HaGefen and the Bracha of Kiddush standing, and then they sit down for the drinking. So certainly, I think I saw Moshe that held that you don't have a custom best to sit down for everything other than Vayechulu. But nevertheless, like I said, Api Kabbalah, the people stand. Now, if a person doesn't have any wine, make kiddush on the bread. That's and certainly not to use schnapps, etc. at night. Schnapps and these types of drinks, major machlokes rishonim, and the only time really to be lenient with that is during the day. And that's what the kitzur says, lo shal mashkim. What about women? The women are obligated in kiddush, just like men. Zocho v'shamo v'dibur echad. Women are chayv in the mitzvah of Kiddush is like obligated in the lois assays of Shabbos, and therefore it's very important that you hear Kiddush and answer Amen, not to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoi. Interesting that the place can discuss and the kids already allude to it. If you did say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoi, you do not have to repeat Kiddush, but that's a big dispute. And important to know that when it comes to Kiddush, as the kitzur says, a katan. Even if he's 13 years old, if you don't know that he's reached puberty, he can't be mighty a woman because a woman has an obligation, just like a man and a deraisa obligation. So there's a major interesting tumult when a husband comes home and he says good Shabbos to his wife and she says back good Shabbos, as Rav Kirege points out, that's already considered a form of kiddush on a deraisa level, and therefore now the kiddush is only derabanan, so she'll be able to yetzer with a child. Or even her husband, who might have fulfilled his obligation in shul. So this is a big discussion. And the custom is, husband is mighty his wife, regardless. But it is a worthy thing to do to say good Shabbos. And a woman really should, if she's let's say alone, the husband or the wife, the husband's away, or she's not married, or she has it with only her kids with her. So preferably, she really should make a kiddush herself if the kid is not sure. If we're not sure that the kid really has reached puberty. That's what the kitzur points out. Or at least you should say Mila b'mila means every word together with the minor. And this way she's technically fulfilling her own kiddush. It's only a question because she's not the one necessarily that's holding the cup of wine. But that still works. Interesting that the kitzur says even if she's hearing the kiddush from her husband from someone else, it's best that she should say the word by word herself. But I said that's not the custom. Custom is that she just listens. When it comes to wine that's nischametz, that means it became sour, you don't make kiddush on it. It's actually based on a pasuk, Hakriver Panecha, a beautiful pasuk in Malachi that says, would you give this to your governor? Imagine that. So today's governors, maybe you would, but the halacha is takes into consideration that we have to look at ourselves serving the Rabbeinu Shem, the King of Kings, and certainly when it comes to the wine, the kapanah should be something that's respectful. So if it's soury, you do not make kiddush on it. Also, wine that has a bad smell, even though it did not ferment, it didn't become sour, right? If it smells and it tastes like wine, you make a bracha or a bar piya gefen. Nevertheless, we're saying that if it's going to have a bad smell, it's masriach a little bit. So, for example, because it was in type of a vessel, one should not use it. And also, if it smells because of the vessel itself, it's interesting, from a different type of container that it was in. This is actually a big tumma, and the Pir Halacha discusses that maybe this is a mistake. Bottom line is, you should make sure that the wine is as best as possible, and the wine also should not be what's called Megula. Quite often I get this shaila. People left out the wine, let's say overnight, or even for a couple of hours, just wasn't attended to. So the Kitzur points this out. He says, even though today we're not so makbid of what's called Gili, something that's revealed. It used to be that snakes were around and they would put their venom. So it was really halacha, it was dangerous. But the halacha is that today, well, we don't really, not so makbid, nevertheless, for kiddush, don't use that. So I tell people, then you should just serve it during the meal. And that's what the Kitzur court said. Here again, this pasuk, when it comes to wine that has kmochim. So if a person, if the wine has what we call mold, I don't think anyone today would drink this. He says, strain it before using it for kiddush. There's a big discussion. Are you allowed to strain it on Shabbos or not? So Mezat Hashem, we're going to get to Bura and stuff, so we'll discuss that. But Pashup Shad sounds like it's okay. You're putting it through a strainer, and you should do so because otherwise you won't be, it's not proper to use. But if a person can't, you could be Mekadosh, you could use it, unless there's what's called a Krum Lavan. There's some type of ready white film on the surface. So then you're not Mekadosh. Why? Because already Pag Tamay, most likely, it's assumed that the flavor has been lost. So here the Kitzur points out, as we said, that Mekadosh Yain Mevushi, you're allowed to make Kiddush on cooked wine, right? And cooked wine, by the way, could be even pasteurized. According to our Moshe, 175 degrees Fahrenheit is already considered Mevushi. In one place, he also writes 165 degrees. So pasteurization usually actually is around that temperature. So it's good that the mice we pass in the end, Mevushah is okay, even wine that has honey. But some say, like I said, that since it's not Rodem Mizbeach, one should not. So therefore, if you could be, it's certainly a hiddur to get special wine that's not Mevushah and not unnaturally sweetened. Now, the cup should be Shalem V'naki. That means a complete and clean. And all the laws that we learned when it comes to a cup of Birkas doesn't apply here when it comes to Kiddush, whether it's night and day, and even when it comes to the Kais Avdalah. It's a good thing to be Mekadosh on a big, large cup, leave over for Kiddush and leave over for Adol. It's actually based on the Gemara. The custom today is not really to do so. Different reasons why not. They also have to know how to fix the wine each time they use this cup. And Moshe has a famous also tshuva about disposable cups that the chatchilas shouldn't be used because they're not considered really a kois. But nevertheless, if a person has nothing else, then you could use it. And lastly, Chalas, when you're making Kiddush, should be covered while you're making Kiddush. Why is that? Because of the sensitivity that really Moitzi comes before Kiddush, and here you're making Kiddush first. So, this is a famous story of Rav Yisrael from Rav Brevda. He was once came to someone's house, and the husband was screaming at his wife and not covering the Chalas. And he said, I don't get it, but the whole thing here is the sensitivity. And certainly, your wife is someone that you should be sensitive way before the covering. So, the kids have pointed this out when you're making. Even if you're making Kiddush on the Chalas, now that's an interesting case. Like we mentioned, if you don't have any wine, you make Kiddush on the Chalas. But the halacha is that even then you should cover it, even though there's nothing, there's no, the aspect of embarrassment doesn't apply. But there's another reason why we cover the Chalas, and that's because Zechel to the man that was covered from both on top and on bottom. And that's the reason why, even if you're making Kiddush on the Chalas, you are going to cover the Chalas. Have a beautiful day.